Scientists say they've managed to imitate nature and successfully grow new corals in bleached parts of the Great Barrier Reef. The researchers working on the Australia First trial off the central Queensland coast say they've grown more than 100 juvenile corals within a year. Isabella Higgins reports.
Professor Peter Harrison has spent a lot of time in the waters of Heron Island and the southern Great Barrier Reef. In the past year, he's made several visits to the resort island and its surrounding coral reefs, all in the name of research. He's been leading a team in the Australia First project to regrow damaged reefs using an assisted reproduction technique.
What we're doing is capturing some of that coral spawn, growing millions of larvae, and then putting those larvae back into areas of the reef that don't have many living corals on them at the moment to rapidly increase the rate at which coral recovery can occur.
About a year ago, he started a small experimental test site off the island. Now he says there's evidence of 150 juvenile corals growing on the reefs that were previously bleached and damaged. Due to the success of the trial, he started tests on two bigger sites nearby to see how the technology can work on a larger scale.
These are the first experiments using this larval restoration technique on the Great Barrier Reef. The work is still experimental at the moment, but the results from these last experiments will help us understand how we can scale up to hectare-scale reef patches in future.
Nearly two-thirds of the Great Barrier Reef was affected by coral bleaching in the last 2 years. In some of the worst affected areas, it's caused up to 50% of coral to die. Anna Marsden from the Great Barrier Reef Foundation says because the damage has been so severe that the search is on for low-impact methods of regenerating coral.
It has always been the long-held belief through marine park management, just humans get out of their way, let them recover, let them breathe, and they'll be able to bounce back. But the reality is just not happening. So for the very first time, the Great Barrier Reef Marine Park Authority is more open to human intervention.
Do you think human science can really turn around the damage to the reef?
I think that is exactly what's possible, and people are not sitting by and watching one of the world's greatest natural treasures die on its watch.
Peter Harrison is confident his method of assisted coral reproduction would work to restore the most damaged reefs. So far, the federal government has put up $400,000 of funding for a second round of experiments. But Professor Harrison says it could cost between $1 million to $2 million a year to roll it out on a large scale.
So we need to get this system working so that we're looking at a cost of less than $10 per coral.
Professor Peter Harrison ending that report from Isabella Higgins.